it. Bye-bye.
This is your Orioles Radio Network Game Rewind.
Now, making up is so much fun. And tonight, the Orioles in Washington, D.C., for a makeup game against the Nationals. Manny Machado is not in the lineup, so tonight Chris Davis will get the start at third base. Buck Showalter in a moment on the Orioles Radio Network.
What's new since 2 hours ago?
Manny.
That's not new. That's old.
Well, he's not in the lineup. How serious
right.
is
it? The x-ray and MRI were good. Just sore. Hopefully stay today and see if it loosens up and see if he's available some capacity tonight or not. But looks like, though he didn't dodge the slide, looks like we might have dodged some more extensive damage. So we'll see how it manages. Initially between now and then, now in the game. But we'll see what his availability is as the day and days go on. Which one?
This is a habit, Adam.
Just sore. You know, we play two extra inning games. I don't know. I'm not sure what Washington. I'm sure they had some tough travel, but I think we probably end up with about the same amount of. We had two challenging games. He was pretty sore, and just talking with him, I decided that he needs to get a day off his legs. 22 innings. Running around center field. So hopefully he'll be available later on in the game and tomorrow.
The decision to play Davis at third, what'd that come down to?
I told you. It's kind of like without the DH, we got an issue there. And Chris actually got the most experience at third base. I think he's started over 300 games there, counting the minor leagues. I think he's got like 85 starts in major leagues and. You know, I'm not particularly happy about having to do it, but it's kind of where we are as a club and because of some of the things that happened the last few days and because of no DH. So, you know, and also with the lack of maneuverability on the bench, you know, we have to present ourselves and where we are in our bullpen. Got a lot of things that we have to prepare for in a game like this. So, you know, he was a guy. I talked to him about it today. It was either him or Trum or Tejada, but we needed that maneuverability.
You haven't made a move in the bullpen. Did you consider that?
Yes, I did. One of the reasons is, I and we don't like sending out guys who are doing a good job. And that's why I keep telling the guys that we do have to. Mike Wright didn't deserve to go out, and that would have been the guy. And I'd rather try to get through tonight and keep a good piece and see if he's back in the next day or two and see if he can continue to pitch in this role that he seems to have done well so far. And I'd rather take and see if we can, I've got Ubaldo and a couple of guys in the bullpen otherwise. Another part of Chris, too, with the six left-handed hitters they have in their lineup, hopefully he may not have as much action, but that will change. But that, that's... In a perfect world, we'd add a pitcher. But I'd be surprised if Edwin can't pitch today. It's kind of been his M.O., one of the reasons why. Edwin's a good example yesterday of a guy that may not have come in and struck everybody out, but he didn't implode. He gave up a home run, got right back in there with strike one. So that's kind of what you're looking for. Not necessarily a guy that's always going to be perfect, but he's going to show his experience and veteran that he is. He's always been a very resilient guy.
What's the biggest thing for Alec tonight, coming off the last start, which is really good, against this lineup?
Well, it's one of the best in baseball. And, it's funny, you see how deep they are when they give a couple guys, two or three guys a day off, and they really don't miss a beat. The guys on their bench are really good tonight, and they're available to them. I'd be hard-pressed to find a better bench to operate against. But, a lot of things that go on that, Alec, if he commands his fastball, he'll have a chance to compete tonight. But it's a lot of byproducts of, the cancellation of the game last time we were here. The weather is marginally better tonight. That's good. Tarp's not on the field. They'll have a big crowd tonight, a lot bigger than they would have had. So it's a win-win for them.
Alec Asher tonight will be looking for a second consecutive victory. He was outstanding in his last start against the Boston Red Sox. Alec Asher, he will visit with Jim Hunter when we continue with our warm-up show right after this.
Orioles back in Washington. It's a one-game makeup from a rainout the last time the O's and Nats got together, visiting with Alec Asher, who will take the mound. Now, Alec, you've had an interesting time here. You made a start, then back in the bullpen. Then you made another start, then back in the bullpen, and now you're back in the rotation. Now, how do you keep your consistency going? I know now you're in the rotation, but how did you keep it going up to this point?
Just go out there and take every game, and get every out you can, and just pitch. I think you read too much into things, you kind of get yourself in trouble. So you just go out there and just execute your plans and try to get guys out, no matter if you're in the rotation or out of the bullpen, and it's all pitching.
All right, you mentioned execute your plan. Is your game plan different when you come in an inning or in relief versus when you're starting a game?
I think it changes a little bit. Knowing you only got an inning or two makes things a little different. Starting a game is a marathon, so you kind of gotta go about it a little differently. But I found a way to think. Thanks for the guys' help out there in the bullpen. They kind of taught me some things to make it a little easier. But they're both exciting, and I've come fond to doing both.
What have you learned with the help of your teammates, as you just described, about being ready regardless of the role?
Just consistent. You want to be as consistent as you can. That's going to keep you in the game a long time. It's going to help your team win. And, it's however you have to go about it to be consistent. Everybody does it differently. They helped me as far as how many pitches to throw, warming up. I kind of was lost there for a while. Everyone's been great. Everyone's put a helping hand in.
Even though you did come up as a starter through the minor leagues, I guess there is an adjustment, because if you're asked to change your role, then there's the adjustment of changing that role back, and I guess you're living it right now.
Yeah, like I said earlier, it's you just go out and you pitch. Just go out, execute a plan, whether it's out of the bullpen or starting. Like I said, you don't want to read too much into it. You're all playing a game, and you go out there and you try to do your job.
What's been impressive is you've made four starts, and three of those are quality starts, even though they've been spread out. So the game plan that you have, and as I observe you, you're a pound the strike zone guy, and I guess that's the best way to go about it.
Right. I'm going to go right at guys. The style of pitching that I've always been taught is just pound the strike zone and let your defense work behind you. And, sometimes you're going to have games where the ball doesn't go to them, but then you're going to have a lot of games where your defense, especially like we have, is going to help you out.
It's kind of nice if you think about how this year has gone for you. You're acquired the last week of spring training because the Orioles wanted to add depth, and now you're a big part in the rotation. This is a contending team, and when they go to you and say, you're somebody that can help us, as a professional, that's got to be all you want.
Yeah, it's exciting. The last week or whatever, 2 weeks in spring training was a whirlwind, You're always a little nervous for change, but I couldn't be happier right now. This is a great team, great group of guys, great staff, great coaches, and we want to win, and that's the number one goal. And I like winning, so I hope we continue that.
You've had a lot of success against left-handed batters, so I guess you're regarded as a reverse split guy, at least for this year. Without giving away any secrets, why is that? Do you have a certain pitch that is effective against the left-handers? Is it the cutter? Is it the changeup? What is it?
I think it's a combination of all of them. I never really think of it as me being more comfortable against lefties versus righties, but I think it may be just my style of pitching may work better against them. I haven't really looked too much into it, but I couldn't just point out one specific pitch. I think just a combination of all of them may make them uncomfortable or may set them up differently than righties. I'm not sure.
The cutter is obviously a big pitch in your repertoire because you use it quite a bit. Does it take away at all from your straight fastball? I know the velocity is going to be a little down because you're looking for the movement, but you don't lose the feel for the fastball if you use the cutter too much, right?
No. I rarely throw the straight four-seam. I'll pick spots that I want to do it in. And honestly, I'm not too concerned about the velocity of it. I've kind of, the style of pitching I kind of changed to is more dependent on location and movement rather than velocity. And I had to learn the hard way about that, but it's made a world of a difference.
All right, finally, you're facing a Nationals team that's a first-place team, and they have a tough lineup top to bottom. When you go into a game like this where you know anyone in the lineup can beat you and hurt you, do you pitch your game or do you pitch against scouting reports?
I think a little bit of both. You know, obviously you want to stick to your strengths, but you also want to attack hitters' weaknesses. And I think meshing those two together executes a good game plan to go after. So, you know, I'm not going to overthink it. You know, I'm just going to go out there and I'm going to execute my plan, whatever that may be, and get guys out.
All right. Hello again, baseball fans. Joe Angel, Jim Hunter back in Washington, D.C. in the loss column tonight as they drop a one-game series, the makeup series. They lose this one by a score of 6-1. Alec Asher just really didn't give the Orioles a chance to win. He just didn't compete and did not keep the ball club engaged, as Buck would say. Asher, 5 innings, 5 runs, 7 hits. He walked 4, he had 6 strikeouts. He gave up 1 home run. He wound up throwing 100 pitches, 41 of which came in the first inning when he had to face 9 batters, gave up 4 runs on 4 hits. And pretty much after that, it was a done deal. Nationals go on to win this thing by a score of 6-1. Well, Joe Ross, the Washington right-hander, he got the first 2 outs, gave up a single to Trumbo in the first inning, but then he struck out Chris Davis. After that, Ross would not give up another hit until the top of the 7th inning. And then Asher right away in difficulty in the bottom of the 1st inning when he walked the leadoff hitter, Trey Turner. And that's a guy that you never want to walk. You want to make him hit. You don't want to walk him. Turner then stole 2nd, and he would steal 3rd. And then Harper came up to hit. His infield single knocked in a run and gave the Nationals a 1-0 lead. Lind then would single, and then Stephen Drew came up to hit. Stephen Drew, count 2-2. Asher trying to work out of it. He delivers, and there's a shot toward left, base hit. Right past Davis. Harper comes in to score. The ball back into 3rd. It's now a 2-0 Washington lead. So Stephen Drew picks up the RBI, and then Mike Taylor moments after that. Taylor lines it right field. Head for the corner. That's in the corner. It's going to be extra bases. Lynn comes in, Drew to 3rd. He's being waved in. Scope has the ball get past him, and there'll be no relay to the plate. That's a 2-run double. It's a 4-0 Nationals lead. Yep, after that, it was all about Joe Ross. He got him 1-2-3, 3 strikeouts in the 2nd inning. He got him 1-2-3, 1 strikeout in the 3rd. He got him 1-2-3 in the 4th inning with 2 more strikeouts. And then in the 5th inning, he would strike out the side. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. He got him looking. Strike 3 called. Sinking fastball. 2nd time tonight. Ross has struck out the side. He's got 10 strikeouts in 5 innings. He's retired 13 in succession. Pretty good, huh? He had the lead there. Then in the bottom of the 5th inning, that's when Ubaldo Jimenez came out of the bullpen. He went to work on Stephen Drew. And on the 2nd pitch... fly ball, deep right, way back there. Forget about it. In the 2nd deck, behind the bullpen, Stephen Drew, a mammoth home run. It is now 6-0 Nationals. There you go. Yeah, Ubaldo after that settled in, and he wound up going 3 innings, gave up 1 run, and just had 1 hit, and he also wound up with 5 strikeouts. So Ubaldo Jimenez tonight gets an assist. He does save the bullpen for the Yankees here is coming up tomorrow night. Yep, Joe Ross finally came back to work in the 6th inning. He struck out Hardy, and then he went to work on Ubaldo Jimenez.
Pitch to Ubaldo, called 3. Painted the outside corner with a fastball. So there's a career high. That's 12 strikeouts for Joe Ross. 12 strikeouts. The Orioles have had 18 batters in this game and 12 have struck out.
How about six in a row here?
Yeah.
My goodness.
He had four in a row, final out of the first, and then all three in the second. Final out of the fourth was a strikeout. Struck out the side in the fifth and back-to-back K's here in the sixth.
And there you go. At that point, he retired 15 consecutive Orioles. And moments after that, that streak ended.
2-1 pitch is swung on and grounded wide to first and in the right field for a base hit. The dive by Adam Lind, and somehow it got by him. That ball had eyes. So Smith is on, and that snaps the string. It was 15 in a row retired by Joe Ross, and the Orioles have a two-out base runner.
Yep, and then Ross got scope for the third out. Then in the seventh, Trumbo, a leadoff double, so he was out there in scoring position. The only runner tonight the Orioles got as far as second base. And with two outs, Rickard picked him up.
Line drive and a base hit to left field off the bat of Joey Rickard, and the Orioles get on the board. Here's Trumbo to score, and it's a 6-1 game, and the Oriole fans have something to cheer about here in the seventh inning.
And that was it. That's all they got. Nationals win it by a score of 6-1, and now it is on to New York. Jim Hunter in a moment on the Orioles Radio Network.
Time to hear from the skipper. Let's head downstairs. Buck Showalter with Gary Thorne.
Obviously, tonight's skip for Alec Asher, not the outing you'd hope for.
No, and we didn't do much with the bats, obviously. I think there were 26 strikeouts tonight. Like a couple of teams, I know we had, I felt like we were challenges from those last two games, extra innings, but they did too. Their starting pitcher was a little better than ours was.
Can we get updates for you? What do you think about Adam for tomorrow?
Well, I hope it was just a fatigue thing more than anything. We'll see where we are tomorrow. You know, we really haven't – it's not much of a quick turnaround last night and getting on the bus coming over here. I don't – you know, we'll see if he's better tomorrow. He and Manny both, we hope we can get them back and get four of our pitchers in the bullpen that weren't available tonight either.
Assuming, I guess, that you don't want – obviously, you don't want to put Manny on the DL, so you're just going to try and play that a little bit and hope?
Yeah, I think we'll have a better idea tomorrow, what we're dealing with. He wasn't as sore as he expected to be this morning. That doesn't mean a whole lot. Use that second day. We'll see if we can get him back in the lineup. But, we got some people capable of doing the job. But I'm really proud of Chris tonight. He went out there and played third base for the team and handled himself well.
With the bullpen guys you mentioned who will be available, do you think you're going to have to make any more changes?
Well, you know, we kind of regroup here before we get on the train to New York, and we'll have plenty of time. We're going to get in about 3 o'clock in the morning, as you well know, and we'll have plenty of time to think and talk about it and stay in communication to try to put our best foot forward. But, it's part of it. You know, we got to keep plugging. It's a challenge, and, just a lot of swing and misses tonight.
Thanks, Skip.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, post-game comments of Buck Showalter as the Nationals win it by a final of 6-1. And the Orioles did, in fact, as Buck alluded to, strike out 15 times in this game, and they had just four base hits scoring one run.